You're listening to The Morning Buzz.
To The Morning Buzz.
To The Morning Buzz.
The Morning Buzz on 90.3.
90.3.
90.3.
90.3 WMSC.
WMSC.
WMSC Upper Montclair.
Upper Montclair, New Jersey.
And welcome back to the first summer Morning Buzz here on 90.3 WMSC Upper Montclair. We've been rocking and hanging out with you guys since 10 a.m. We'll be here until 12 noon. My name's Louis Biondolillo.
And I'm Justin Espejo.
And we have somebody very special here in studio today. Would you mind saying hi for us?
Well, that's a lot of bravado for a ball guy. Manny Cabo, what's going on, guys? Thanks for having me.
How are you today, Manny?
I'm amazing.
Well, we're very happy to have you here today. I'm thrilled because I've not necessarily been following you, but I've been looking and seeing and listening to a lot of your stuff that you've been putting out. I don't want to say following. That sounds creepy. Yeah. But
I get what you're saying, and I appreciate it.
Yeah. So we've seen you from The Voice.
Right.
We've seen you go to, I always mispronounce it, La Voz.
La Voz, yeah.
And we've seen you become more than anything from those shows, more than just a contestant on those shows. We've seen you become such a fantastic singer, a fantastic songwriter, a fantastic, you're even into photography too.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, so some of your stuff is cool.
Thank you.
So much to go on with you, Manny.
Right. There's a lot of layers, but you know what? At the end of the day, I'm just like you guys. You know, I just hold a camera and a microphone, but you guys are behind the mic and, you know, introducing people. So we're all in this together, man. I just really am grateful that I get to do what I love to do on a day in and day out basis.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Let's start right at the beginning.
Sure.
How did you, well, the beginning of your, I'll say this, stardom.
Stardom.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go.
So you want to call it that.
That's what I want to call it today, because I think you're fantastic, and we think you are too.
Well, you know what? I was a late bloomer. I didn't start singing until I was like 32 when I joined my first band.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I stepped into this really cool project at the time who were lacking a singer, and in that 8-month span, we went from just rehearsing for a couple, 3 months to opening up for Three Doors Down, Stain, Cold, Godhead, Union.
Nice.
So we got some great exposure right from the get-go. And, you know, what I did was I added a lot of that commercial rock sensibility to an already established group of guys that were really tight musically. So I figured it was a great fit, essentially. And that gave me the inclination to do even more. And then years later, you know, we had some downfalls and some hardships, of course, like we all do in any type of career, but especially music. And one of our biggest shows, we were opening up for Lit. A lot of advertising, K-Rock, all the big stations here in Jersey, you know, the Rat, DHA. And that morning, we get a phone call. I was out working for this company, Traffic Safety. We get a phone call. I'm like, Manny, bro, the show's been canceled. At first, you know, you think, like, come on, yeah, with all the publicity we've been doing, yeah. We've been preparing, we've only been talking about it for a couple months.
Right.
They're like, yeah, bro, turn on your TV, two planes just crash into the World Trade Center.
Oh.
So that was the date of September 11th.
Okay.
And so it's one of those days where it hit home. Obviously, with those turn of events, I completely forgot about the show, and I'm like, oh my God, what's happening to this world?
Well, definitely, your set of priorities had to change at
that
moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, things become really real at that moment. And from that moment, I took about 5 years off. It hurt pretty bad, not only of the state of the country was in, but music took a dive for the worse at that moment. Everything was almost like in a stagnant state. So like anything else, you know, you bounce back from things, and we as a nation bounce back. I as a musician bounce back. I delved into a lot of additional projects. And then fast forward a little bit to The Voice, you know. And
right.
Oh, yeah.
That's basically what gave me, no pun intended, it gave me my voice. It gave me that sense of purpose to utilize my voice to do good, to inspire. And even on the show, I used to have 30, 40 contestants in my hotel room.
That's insane.
Inspiring them, telling them, listen, forget about the 90 seconds there. You're going to be on the stage singing. You know, live in the moment. Enjoy the journeys, you know. Think about the times you were in the hallway in the stairwell because you'd listen to everybody rehearse. It was pretty cool. But
that sounds,
you know,
incredible.
Just a different outlook on life, you know. You can't take yourself too seriously in this business, but you do have to master your craft and be passionate about it. My take is I just want to have this collective energy surrounding me and everyone that I come into contact with, because karma is a beautiful thing, you know, and I don't want to live my life walking over my shoulder and having, rather looking over my shoulder, you know.
So when you decided to go on The Voice,
right,
How do people get selected to go on to that kind of show?
Well, you know, the first one, it was a private audition. A producer friend of mine had reached out to me. He's like, listen, you know, they're holding auditions. I have a few contacts that might be able to get you in there just to show them what you have. And I personally don't particularly watch the shows at all.
Oh, yeah, no, completely.
There's a lot of negativity behind the shows. I don't think that there should be any type of negativity in every show. Any opportunity that you get to show your talents to the world, listen, go for it.
So you think it's a positive experience overall?
I think everything's a positive experience. And there's no bad or good in this life. It's how we interpret things. You know, like even now with what's going on with pride awareness and everything, people are just so wound up, so tight. Why can't we just let people be who they are? Mm-hmm. Do the things that they want to do. Fall in love with whoever they want. If I like rock, if I like rap, if I like country, then let me do what my forte is, what I enjoy doing. You know, and, you know, love and let love. You know what I'm saying?
I think that you were listening to us just 15 minutes ago because that's exactly what we were talking about.
Well, then I'm in the right spot then.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Right? Can I actually have I watched the video, your audition, and all the judges at that point had just like gave you a standing ovation. Mm-hmm. Rightfully so. You are an amazing singer and you have a stage presence that is very magnetic. What made you decide to be on Team Adam versus somebody besides him?
That's a great question. You know, initially I went in there driven to be on Team Blake. I was inspired by my daughter. Yeah, that was my initial, you know, that was the inclination going in. And my daughter's like, you got to pick Team Blake because I love country, you know. And me personally, it's the only genre of music left that there's actually instruments played and musicians and harmonies aside from, you know, the legendary rock bands that are still making music. But I wanted to go in there and choose Blake. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what happened in that interim, in that, I don't know, 90 seconds of constant, you know, heartfelt dialogue. I connected with Adam because he's from that school of thought where, you know, real rock stars and big voices and the front man of the age. So he identified with what I was about, and then he shared his personal stories on how it was very similar. And one of the quotes that I have on my site is, you took me back to a place where it all started for me. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where it was pretty clear to me that was the decision that I wanted to make.
So I want to go back to that first audition on The Voice. How did you pick what song you were doing? How do contestants do that? And like, how do you know what song is going to get those judges to turn their chairs around?
Well, that's therein lies the secret of the you don't know. You know, you absolutely don't know. The only thing I could advise, and I get asked this question, if I had a dollar for every time people ask me this question, I'd be loaded right now. I should start doing that, actually. Get like a PayPal account.
At least $5.
Get to know why you would want to be on The Voice. No, but all kidding aside is I usually tell all prospective musicians that they're like, listen, I want to try out for The Voice or American Idol or X Factor, whatever show you're going on to. And my first piece of advice is learn three songs in your genre. It's all about integrity. Three songs that you could dominate inside, outside, upside down, backwards. Learn the lyrics inside out. But more importantly, songs that you have made your own, that are dear to you, that you connect with. Because if you go in there and just sing a static song, there's no vibe. There's no emotion in it. It's like going on a date. You know, you could either spring out, go out to dinner, get the flowers, get the coffee, get roses, chocolates, whatever. Or you could just say, all right, you know, let's just go to a diner and just, you know, just talk. You know, there's different ways of presenting things. And in music, your presentation is everything, from the way you dress, the way you talk, the way you control your dynamics in your voice. You have to be very smart in the selection of your song.